Springfield City Council President James Ferreira, who named the members of the Special Committee on School Safety on Monday, said he expects the panel will delve deeply into the subject and issue periodic reports and recommendations.
Everything is on the table when it comes to protecting our school children, and we'll be looking at everything to make our schools the safest in the country.
Ferreira, who announced his intention to form the committee in early January, said it was not motivated by any recent event in the Springfield schools. It is the direct result of the Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
Something that happened 90 miles away, less than 90 miles away from Springfield, Massachusetts. The tragedy at Sandy Hook, other tragedies across the country. We have to be on the cutting edge, and we have to be proactive.
The committee is made up of four city councilors, two school committee members, a lieutenant with the Hampden County Sheriff's Department, a retired principal, a youth worker, and a parent. The committee has no deadline to finish its work.
This committee should be ongoing for eternity. In the fact that it can constantly making recommendations, constantly finding what the best practices are, so that we can get ahead of the curve and changes in technology that happen on a daily basis.
City Councilor Kateri Walsh, who is a member of the School Safety Committee, said she wants to hold hearings across the city and hear not just from security experts, but also from students.
But I'm looking at it really as a mother and grandmother, because I think when we think about children and what has happened to them, what could happen to them, it is as parents and grandparents that we feel a loss. We never want to have that loss here in our city of Springfield.
Another member of the special committee, Springfield School Committee member Barbara Gresham, said teachers and administrators are doing all they can to create a safe environment for children.
But it's never enough. It will not hurt us at all to explore other avenues that will benefit the children of Springfield.
The parent on the committee is Melanie Joyner, who has a 17-year-old son in the public schools.
With the tragedies that's happened, and knowing that my son is in school and anything could happen, there's always room for improvements no matter what.
Springfield, like many communities across the country, examined its school security in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre. Mayor Dominic Sarno said he is satisfied the city's schools are safe, but he said he welcomed another set of eyes on the issue.
And we were pretty much ahead of the game on things we've been doing for the last 3 to 5 years ahead of time. But it's always good to see better what better practices are.
Uniformed police officers are deployed in the city's middle schools and high schools. The entrances to the high schools have metal detectors. There is a buzzer system for entry to elementary schools. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.